trust is gained when we're not being told to buy, buy, buy all of the time. So freely share recommendations, tips, tricks, a day in the life, your morning routine, things that will either help or inspire others in some way or make them feel less alone. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Okay, I have to start this episode with a funny story. So Quinn is down for a nap. Drew and Coco are out of the house. It's quiet. I'm sitting down to get ready to record today's episode. And I keep hearing sirens. And I look out my window. I'm like, what is happening in Duluth, Minnesota? What is going on? Sirens kept going off. And then it stopped. And then like 5 minutes later, the sirens happen again. Again, I'm like looking out the window, like something going on. I just realized that one of Coco's puzzles had a piece off of it and it was triggering the noise of a siren. Here I was thinking the world was ending in Duluth, Minnesota, or something, an emergency was happening. And in reality, it was just a puzzle. So welcome to life as a mom of a toddler and a podcaster who needs a quiet home to record. But today's episode is not about puzzles, though that would be fun. Today's episode is all about affiliate marketing. And I honestly feel like my middle name should be affiliate at this point, because affiliate marketing has totally changed my life. My business friends joke that when I talk about things I love with them, which I tend to do often, they're always like, do you have an affiliate link? Tell me your affiliate link. And maybe it's because I'm a natural saleswoman, or maybe it's just because when I love something, I am wildly passionate about it. But whatever it is, I want the world to know more about the power of affiliate marketing. Okay, so here's a fun fact. We nearly doubled our affiliate income in the last year as a company, which was a massive increase for us. And this doubling didn't happen accidentally. And it also isn't this overnight success story. How we did it was a very intentional focus for us as a company on affiliate marketing, specifically when it was clear that the world was not going to go back to normal anytime soon. So I've been an affiliate for brands that I love for nearly a decade now. I just got this Facebook reminder of when I shared my love for HelloFresh 8 years ago, like before I was paid, the old refer a friend link. And so I was laughing because I'm like, whoa, talk about the early days. But also, holy cow, we have been eating HelloFresh forever, which is honestly wild to think back on. And there have absolutely been seasons where I've relied on affiliate marketing income more heavily than others, but I will say that I've gotten it down to a pretty strategic system now so that we can easily and regularly share our affiliate partners with our audience in organic ways that don't feel salesy or pushy. Now, for us as a company, affiliate marketing is a massive focus for us. It's a huge income generator, and it's a way for us to build true brand partners. And the good news is if you can do it right, you can kind of put your affiliate growth on autopilot so that it's less hands-on, but you're still generating residual income from it. If you're just getting started with affiliate marketing work, or if you've been at it for a while and can't seem to crack the code on bringing more income in, I want to share exactly how we doubled my affiliate income with 5 tangible tips to try so that you can expand this income opportunity within your own brand. Are you ready? Let's do it. Do you need a new show to add to your rotation? Please do not miss No Straight Path, hosted by Ashley Menzies Babatunde. Brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. Ashley is shedding light on the stories behind the shiny resumes, social media highlights, and job titles, humanizing success from the millennial perspective. Featuring guests from all walks of life, No Straight Path aims to inspire conversations around the nuanced perspective of success. Ashley recently dug into the topic of fulfillment with Sabrina Merchant. If you've ever wanted to make a hard pivot and pursue something completely new and different in your life and career, you need to listen to that conversation. Listen to No Straight Path wherever you get your podcasts. Now, a lot of times people shy away from affiliate marketing because it sounds complicated or reserved for the special few. But if you've ever shared a mug or a rug or a pair of jeans you just bought in love with anyone else, then you, my friend, can be an affiliate marketer. In other words, anyone can be an affiliate marketer. Now, contrary to popular belief, you don't need tens or hundreds of thousands of followers to be successful when it comes to affiliate marketing. You simply need to become someone whose recommendations are trusted and who shares their favorite things with their audience, no matter its size. So maybe you're thinking, okay, this sounds great, but my audience, Jenna, is so small. Trust me, it's not too small. As humans, we're more inclined to trust something that our friend or a favorite influencer recommends way more than being served a random ad or promoted to from a company. As a matter of fact, 74% of consumers trust social networks to guide their purchase decisions, according to Blogging Wizard. Did you know that according to Truelist, 81% of brands have affiliate programs? Companies find just as much value in affiliate marketing as consumers do. And if you're in the US, you are in luck. The United States is the largest affiliate marketing country, with spend estimated to reach $8.2 billion this year in comparison to $5.4 billion in 2017. This is proof that affiliate marketing isn't just something growing in my world, but it's also growing across the board. So could affiliate marketing work for you? Well, the answer is a big fat yes, because this is the way of the future. You as a consumer have influence, and you can generate another stream of income simply by sharing products that you love. I mean, who wouldn't be interested in that? Now, not only do you get to grow your confidence in selling by selling things that you use and love, but it gives you a chance to get acquainted with entrepreneurship and sales and use your influence without ever having to produce, ship, or store a tangible product. So let's get into a few ways to make the most of your affiliate journey. And throughout this episode, I'm going to share tips that I have utilized to double our affiliate income in just 1 year. So first, I want for you to start sharing and acting as an influencer before you get paid a dime. This part is so huge and so many people want to skip it. And that is the biggest mistake you can make in affiliate marketing. Maybe someone hears about affiliate marketing and suddenly they want to get paid for everything they share about, or they dive off the deep end recommending everything that has a coupon code. That is not the way to begin. I want for you to start by simply building your audience's trust and getting comfortable sharing the things that you use and love with zero strings or dollars attached. This is a super low stakes way to grow your confidence and to start showing up with recommendations. So does this mean you need to go on a giant shopping spree and do a try-on haul like your favorite fashion influencer with 2 million followers? No. You do not need to do that at all. In fact, please don't start buying and spending like crazy in order to get your affiliate side hustle off the ground. Instead, keep a tab on the things that you organically choose to purchase and spend your hard-earned money on, and take note on what you end up loving or naturally recommending to others. Whether you keep a little notepad next to where you grab your packages or scan your bank statement to take inventory of what it is that you're purchasing, start paying attention and think about sharing the stuff that you're organically using and loving. This could be a new set of sheets that you've desperately needed, or even a favorite brand of hot sauce or peanut butter. It could be the nursing bra you're obsessed with, a pair of jeans that actually fit you like a glove, that new lamp for your office that adds an extra glow to your workspace, the softest kiddo PJs that are the only ones you buy. Like, you get it. It could literally be anything. But the key to successful affiliate marketing is getting comfortable sharing recommendations in a way that truly feels authentic to you, so that people trust you and trust what it is that you're sharing. It's not as easy as it looks, but with practice and no strings attached, your confidence will grow so that when you start affiliate marketing, you'll know what resonates, how to speak about things in a way that causes people to take action, and which categories your audience cares about. Coco is excited to start riding a bike. And I think about like the training wheels, right? Like, we all need the training wheels on. It's low stakes, lower risk. You can get out and get going. And that's what I want for you to think about when you think about starting to build up your influence. A lot of people think, oh, when I have 10,000 followers, then I'll start sharing the things I love. You get to 10,000 followers by sharing the things you love and building that trust. So first things first, just get sharing. Like, challenge yourself, literally challenge yourself to let people into even just 1 minute of your life daily, like 4 Instagram story slides, 60 seconds. That can help you start to get consistent, start to build trust, start to show up. And you can share things like behind the scenes or what you just bought from Amazon or that Netflix show that you're obsessed with. But you want to start out in simply just showing up and sharing. And it doesn't have to be about products either. The thing is that trust is gained when we're not being told to buy, buy, buy all of the time. So freely share recommendations, tips, tricks, a day in the life, your morning routine, things that will either help or inspire others in some way or make them feel less alone. Things that might shed light onto who it is that you are and what makes you human and relatable. Now, I know it's easy to think, because I think this all the time, but it's easy for us to get in our heads and think, who cares what deodorant I use or what coffee drink I order? But remember, as humans, we seek out recommendations from our friends and the people that we follow and trust online. And a cool thing happens when your confidence grows and you start organically sharing. You get the chance to see if people trust your recommendations enough to follow through. So even if just one person takes a leap on what it is that you recommend, that's proof that you can succeed and get results as an affiliate. After a while, your recommendations will gain merit with your audience, and that is when you can reach out to or sign up with your favorite brands, ones you've already been sharing, to see if they have an affiliate or a partner program that you can join. In fact, many brands these days have information to sign up as an affiliate right on their website. So once you're in the practice of consistently sharing your life and the things that you love, it's this natural leap for you then to begin sharing affiliate links or codes with your audience. And if they've been paying attention and are on the fence about buying into one of your recs, they'll appreciate the discount code that you can offer them through your affiliate partnership. Now, one of the main things to remember here as an affiliate marketer is that you are an advocate or a raving fan. You're not a hired salesperson from the brand. So it's not your job to push things on people. You don't want to get so caught up in selling the features of the product or service. You want to show up and share your own authentic experiences and benefits that you've had because of these items. So share your story, your consumer story, as a service to your audience who might want a similar experience or result as well. And lastly, for step one, I want for you to make sure you continue to organically share even after you become an affiliate for things. Build up your confidence through sharing what you love, affiliate or not, and build your audience's trust in your recommendations, knowing that there's nothing in it for you. This is something that I've been really focused on over the last year, is just organically sharing things I love, things that are not hashtag ad or sponsored or tied to any sort of revenue, just letting people in so that they can see I genuinely talk about things I love, regardless of if I'm getting paid or not. And this is something that I think we have to build our muscle on as influencers. Number two is this. And this, I think, was the secret sauce in us being able to double our affiliate income. Go deep, not wide. I've talked about this on the show before, but this is something we did at a high level over the last year. While I'm signed up for or a part of probably over like 30 affiliate programs as a paying customer, I decided to really look at what was resonating, what's working, and what's generating results in the form of happy customers and commissions. And when I looked at all of the affiliate opportunities, I noticed Pareto's principle at play here. 90% of the results were driven by less than 10% of the affiliate programs. So we decided to drill super deep in our top affiliate partnerships and let the rest fall away or shift out of focus. Doesn't mean that I'm not still an affiliate for things, but I'm not focusing heavily on those ones that aren't moving the needle. Now, we have found over and over and over again that 3 of my affiliate partners outperform everything else by a landslide. So while we could be an affiliate for like 20, 30, 40, 50 brands, we really focus on our top 3 and we share them super consistently. And when I say consistently, I don't just mean like over the span of a month. I'm talking over the span of years. So when I say for tip number two, go deep, not wide, what I mean is don't become an affiliate for every single thing that you love. Instead, I would encourage you to start by picking just one to three brands, companies, or products that you love. I would say five tops, and really do a good job sharing about them. Like, don't be afraid to test out different recommendations or offers, but know that the real power is in going deep and sharing strategically with your audience. The only reason we know that the three affiliate partners were responsible for like 90-95% of the affiliate income was because we had tested so many different offers and programs for things that I love. But then we went deep and we dove deep into the results to figure out what was actually moving the needle. So it's important that you keep track and test. But once you have clear winners, focus on the ones that are resonating and driving results. When you do that, I want for you to share consistently and talk about them often. Like, share why you love them, share how you use them, share what they have available, share what you're ordering, share what came in the mail, share them in the context of your real life, and make sure too that you don't forget about the power of your own personal transformation or results or features or how you've been able to use the product. Get creative in how you share about the products or opportunities. And remember that only a small percentage of your audience sees your posts. And most people need to be exposed to a product or offer multiple times before they make a decision. So know that it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. But the more that you can authentically share, the more you have true influence, especially as an affiliate. And while I think it is super smart to choose just a few opportunities that serve your audience and drive results, remember, the job of a true influencer is to have influence and to be trusted. So don't forget tip number one, when you start sharing actual affiliate opportunities, you want to stay consistent on sharing your affiliate picks often and in many places, but you also should keep sharing things just for the sake of sharing them. Like, don't forget the power of just authentic sharing and showing up without incentive. I just want to drill that point home. Now, top affiliates share about 90% of their content just to serve and help and simplify, and 10% of their content is linked to financial gain. So serve, 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 and then share that code. You definitely don't want to burn your audience out or feel like an ongoing infomercial, and you also don't want to lose the trust of your followers when you start to monetize your recommendations. So make sure you're still sharing authentically and organically, no strings attached. With customer expectations at an all-time high, showing customer appreciation is more important than ever. From special discounts to customer gifts, there are a million ways to show customer love. But the one way you will always win is showing them you value their time. From the moment they engage, make things easy, like food delivered to your door without leaving the couch easy. HubSpot's intuitive payment tools are just one of the ways that you can help your customers have a painless purchase experience. With full access to payment data, your team gets the full customer story, meaning they can provide the best possible service. And with directly embedded payment links, your customers can seamlessly purchase and pay from emails, live chats, and more. Learn more about how HubSpot can help your business grow better at HubSpot.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Okay, number three, on this note, create resources that can serve, inform, and live on forever. So this was the biggest change we made that really and massively impacted our results. Once we had discovered that we had just a few affiliate partnerships that were resonating the most and driving the biggest results, we got really busy creating creative resources that would serve our audience longer than 24 hours. Now, what I mean by this is that a lot of times people just rely on things like Instagram stories to try and share about an offer. So they'll jump on stories, they'll share about something once, and then they'll expect results. And while the link button does make that a more accessible option, those stories are only seen by a small percentage of your audience, and they likely don't give people enough information to make a purchase. Instagram stories can definitely be a part of your strategy, but it shouldn't be the full strategy. We've found that having long-form content like blog posts that live on helps so much. Not only does it give us a library of content that is searchable, but it gives us a place to better educate, inform, and add value to someone who is considering making a purchase. Meaning we get to keep informing and helping people qualify themselves as a fit for the product on their path to becoming a customer. So let me give you kind of a real life example. So here's an example. One of my favorite and top affiliate partners is Primally Pure. I've used them for well over 5 years now. I'm great friends with the founder, and I've converted so many of my friends and loved ones to their products. Like, they are my go-to non-toxic skincare line. It's truly changed just about everything with my skin. It is my family's go-to product. Now, if you go and look on our blog, we have a bunch of resources educating on skincare and sharing my journey with their products and how I personally use them so that anyone in my audience that's curious about switching to non-toxic products, or maybe they're thinking about trying a specific product, they can find an entire library of resources that educate and share about the products that I use and my own experience with them. Now, the cool thing about this is for my blog, these posts, they live on. They create an opportunity and a resource that can be linked up, and they perform well on platforms like Pinterest. And the good news here is that they serve for weeks and months and sometimes even years. We have so many factors at play when it comes to long form. You can send people to these posts long after they've been published. We can leverage platforms like Pinterest to keep traffic going to them. And we can leverage things like SEO, search engine optimization, so that they're searchable, so that when people are looking for resources, they can find the ones that I've created. And don't get me wrong, I do absolutely leverage social media to share about affiliates from time to time, but my blog and podcast, which are both long-form content places, have become our main traffic drivers for affiliate partnerships because they are a place for people to get super specific information and to learn at any point in time. So point number three here is, don't just share once on social media and call it a day. How can you share the what and the why behind something you love while connecting people with the how, which is the product? Challenge yourself to incorporate your affiliates into your content plan, whether that's social media, blogging, podcasting, sending an email out to your email list, content creation on any platform. Think about how this can be at play in all of the places that you're showing up and serving. And think about how it is that you can show up consistently with more information. Like, what other angles can you use? How can you educate on the offer? What are the features or benefits your audience would be interested in hearing about? How can you share about these things in a different way? Not only is this strategy SEO smart, it gives you those clickable links and it allows people to enjoy the content long after it's posted. This method gives you a way better shot at serving before you ever go to sell to someone. Like, long form content will often win the long game when it comes to affiliate marketing. Number four is this: find and seek out opportunities where you can get recurring revenue. Now, this one isn't as easy, but when you can find these opportunities, really prioritize them. Recurring revenue in the land of affiliate marketing means where someone isn't just this one and done purchase, but it's a returning investment. So think of subscription sites like Thrive Market or Wink Wine Club or Daily Harvest, things that you order again and again, and then see if they have an affiliate program that offers recurring commissions if someone stays a member of their service. So this means that each time someone renews or stays on for another month, you're getting that lifetime value, which can oftentimes trump any one-off affiliate opportunities in the long run. Now, these aren't always available, but if you can, try to seek out opportunities that pay you month by month or when someone renews rather than this pay once and move on approach. Think about what services you pay monthly for. There's even this app called Truebill. This is not an affiliate link or sponsored, that can tell you all of the subscriptions you have and the things that you're paying for. And so maybe analyze that list. Like, what are you paying for every single month that you love that you can't live without? And see if they have an affiliate program that has recurring commission opportunities. Maybe it's a cooking and meal delivery subscription or a diaper subscription or razors or groceries or tampons. Like, there are so many helpful subscription services now these days, ones that will actually save you and your audience time and money. And so by sharing them as an affiliate, you can generate easy recurring revenue. Now, once you find these opportunities, share about them in the same ways that I've shared about in this episode. Just remember that the goal here is to simply help your audience see and get results with the product by sharing their own experiences, stories, and recommendations. Now, if you want to take this a step further to boost recurring results, think about how you can help your referrals stay customers, because the longer that they use that service or pay the monthly fee, the more recurring revenue you get. So there's an incentive for you to make sure that your people love the platform and stay on it. So you can do things like help them to stay engaged on the platform by equipping them with what they need to know in order to experience success and stay a subscriber. And if you can, try to infuse a subscription service like these into your small group or affiliate partners for an even more sustainable, long-term approach to affiliate marketing. So we have a few recurring model affiliate partners, and most of them are subscriptions, right? Like softwares that you are subscribed to that have that recurring model. And really doubling down on those efforts makes sense because you know that your audience is going to stay on longer than a month. So it's just a really great way to maximize this idea of recurring revenue and to really pour in time and energy in investing in these affiliate partners, because the long run will really pay off for you. Number five is get creative and do concentrated campaigns and pushes. So finally, I want to talk about this because this was a huge thing that we did last year. And I really think it helped us not just for these immediate rushes in affiliate income, but for long-term ongoing affiliate commissions. So while most affiliate programs are available all days, all hours, your results as an affiliate marketer might be greater if you market them more in this concentrated way in a condensed amount of time. So is there a certain time of year where you really push or promote one thing for a period of time? So some of our best results last year came from these concentrated pushes where we pushed the product for a short amount of time, stacking our information and resources and promotion with a start and an end date. So I recommend doing a concentrated promotion for anywhere from 48 hours to 1 week long. And if you can do this, it really just means you're laser focusing and talking about a sale or a promotion or something that's ending to give the urgency that affiliate programs often don't have. Because the truth is, when you're an ongoing affiliate for a brand, there's really no sense of urgency for somebody to buy at any given time. But if you can plan a push around a big sale like Black Friday weekend, or even communicate with the brand to collaborate on a short-term sale together, you can build urgency that encourages people to take advantage of the sale period. No surprises here. My team and I love planning launches in our business, and so affiliate pushes are no different. We've done short-term promotions with our affiliate partners at the email marketing platform Flowdesk, where I've virtually gotten together with the co-founder to put on this free training for my audience to teach them how to use a certain feature or tool on the platform. And this method is a massive win-win because I get to teach on and talk about the platform, which my audience loves. And then we get to give my audience value while encouraging a decision to be made by having this end date on an offer. And those pushes weren't actually planned around any kind of larger sale or specific promotion of the product like Black Friday or anything. But because we had these limited time free live trainings with access to me and the co-founder, that in and of itself created some sort of urgency that encouraged people to sign up for the webinar, learn more, get their questions answered, and then take the plunge into purchasing the subscription. So can you see how many ways that you can promote the things that you love? The opportunities are literally endless, and it's all about getting creative and using your other launching abilities to promote affiliates in a new and fun way. So I want for you to think about how could you launch this similarly to the way that you launch a course or a new product line or a new website in your own business? How can you do this concentrated effort where you really bring awareness to the product or service, you talk about it, and then you give some sort of deadline to help people to make a decision in a timely manner? Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. All right, there you have it. My top 5 ways that I recommend getting started with affiliate marketing, but also the 5 ways that we were able to nearly double our affiliate commissions in 1 year flat. What do you think? Do you feel ready to begin sharing some of the things that you love? Because that's what affiliate marketing really boils down to. And so many of us do that for free anyways. So we might as well continue sharing and serving our audiences in that way and also bring in some side income at the same time. Share, and keep sharing both affiliate products and not. And I know that you'll begin building the trust and generating a new slice of revenue with this awesome marketing strategy. Keep your eyes set on serving those who already follow you and keep on consistently sharing the value and results of the items that you use and love in your everyday life. And you, my friend, will be an affiliate marketing pro in no time. I am so grateful that you spent today listening to this episode. I hope you feel inspired. I would love to hear from you. I check my reviews every single week. You leaving them helps me to know what kind of content is resonating, what's sticking, what your greatest takeaways were, what you think about this show. So if you have a minute and you haven't yet, the greatest way to say thank you for creating this podcast is leaving a simple review and know that my eyes check them every single week. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.